ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। मैं असीम प्रभु से विनती करूंगा, दो तीन बार श्लोक पढ़ लेना, परपट थोड़ा सा लंबा है, आप हिंदी में परपट पढ़ लेना, प्रवचन श्लोक दो तीन बार बोल देना। शुरू कीजिए।
यो व्रतैस्त्वा ऋषिकेश्वरं स्वतो आराध्य लोके पतिमा सतेन्यम्। तासां न ते वै परिपान्त्यपत्यम् प्रियं धनायुषि यतो स्वतन्त्रा स्त्रियो व्रतैस्त्वा ऋषिकेश्वरं स्वतो आराध्य लोके पतिमा सतेन्यम्। तासां न ते वै परिपान्त्यपत्यम् प्रियं धनायुषि यतो स्वतन्त्रा स्त्रियो व्रतैस्त्वा ऋषिकेश्वरं स्वतो याराध्य लोके पतिमा सतेन्यम्। तासां न ते वै परिपान्त्यपत्यम् प्रियं धनायुषि यतो स्वतन्त्रा स्त्रियो व्रतैस्त्वा ऋषिकेश्वरं स्वतो हेयाराध्य लोके पतिमा ससत्यन्यम्। तासां न ते वै परिपान्त्यपत्यम् प्रियं धनायुषि यतो स्वतन्त्रा
Yeah.
शब्दार्थ, स्त्रिय सभी स्त्रियां, व्रतई व्रत उपवास रखकर, त्वा आप, ऋषिकेश्वरम इंद्रियों के स्वामी श्री भगवान को, स्वतः स्वमेव ही निश्चय पूर्वक आराध्य आराधना करके लोके इस जगत में पतिम पति स्वामी आशा सते याचना करते हैं, अन्यम दूसरा तासाम उन सभी स्त्रियों का, ना नहीं ते वे पति वही निसंदेह परिपांते रक्षा करने में समर्थ अपत्यम संताने प्रियाम अत्यंत प्रिय धन संपत्ति आयुंसी अथवा जीवन काल यतः क्योंकि अस्वतंत्र आश्रित अनुवाद एवं तात्पर्य श्रील प्रभुपाद जी के द्वारा। हे प्रभु, आप निश्चित रूप से समस्त इंद्रियों के स्वतंत्र स्वामी हैं, अतः समस्त स्त्रियां जो अपनी इंद्रिय तृप्ति के लिए पति की कामना से आपको नमस्कार करती हैं वे अवश्य ही मोहग्रस्त हैं। वे यह नहीं समझ पाते कि ऐसा पति न तो उनको उनकी और नहीं उनकी संतानों की रक्षा कर सकता है। वह स्वयं काल कर्म फल तथा प्रकृति गुणों के अधीन है जो सब आपके आश्रित हैं, अतः वह न तो संपत्ति की रक्षा कर सकता है और न जीवन की। दोहराइए, हे प्रभु, आप निश्चित रूप से समस्त इंद्रियों के स्वतंत्र स्वामी हैं, अतः समस्त स्त्रियां जो अपनी इंद्रिय तृप्ति के लिए पति की कामना से आपको नमन करती हैं वे अवश्य ही मोहग्रस्त हैं। वे यह नहीं समझ पाती कि ऐसा पति न तो उनकी और न ही उनकी संतानों की रक्षा कर सकता है। वह स्वयं काल कर्म फल तथा प्रकृति के गुणों के अधीन है जो सब आपके आश्रित हैं, अतः वह न तो संपत्ति की रक्षा कर सकता है और न ही जीवन की। तात्पर्य, प्रस्तुत श्लोक में लक्ष्मी देवी उन स्त्रियों के प्रति दया भाव प्रदर्शित कर रही हैं जो योग्य वर पाने के उद्देश्य से भगवान की आराधना करती हैं। यद्यपि ऐसी स्त्रियां संतान धन दीर्घायु तथा अपनी प्रिय वस्तुओं को प्राप्त करने की कामना करके सुखी बनना चाहती हैं, किंतु वे ऐसा नहीं कर पाती। भौतिक जगत में तथा कथित पति श्री भगवान के वश में होता है। ऐसी स्त्रियों के अनेक उदाहरण प्राप्त हैं जिनके पति अपने कर्म फलों के आधार पर अपनी पत्नी संतान पति पत्नी के धन तथा उसके जीवन का पालन नहीं कर पाते। अतः वास्तव में समस्त स्त्रियों के परम पति श्री कृष्ण हैं। गोपियां मुक्त जीव होने के कारण इस तथ्य से परिचित थे, इसलिए उन्होंने अपने सांसारिक पतियों का त्याग कर श्री कृष्ण को अपने वास्तविक पति के रूप में स्वीकार किया। श्री कृष्ण न केवल गोपियों के वरन प्रत्येक जीवात्मा के परम पति हैं। अतः सबों को यह भली भांति समझ लेना चाहिए कि श्री कृष्ण सभी जीवात्माओं के परम पति हैं, इसलिए भगवद्गीता में उन्हें प्रकृति कहा गया है, पुरुष नहीं। भगवद्गीता में केवल श्री कृष्ण को पुरुष कहकर संबोधित किया गया है। परम ब्रह्म परम धाम पवित्रम परमं भवान पुरुषम शाश्वतम दिव्यम आदि देवम अजम विभुम। अर्जुन ने कहा, हे प्रभु, आप परम ब्रह्म परम धाम तथा पालन करता परम तत्व तथा सनातन दिव्य पुरुष हैं। आप ही चिन्मय आदि देव अजन्मा और सर्वव्यापी सौंदर्य हैं। श्री कृष्ण आदि पुरुष हैं और जीवात्माएं प्रकृति स्वरूपा हैं। इस प्रकार श्री कृष्ण भोक्ता हैं और सभी जीवात्माएं उनके भोगार्थ हैं। अतः यदि कोई स्त्री अपनी रक्षा के लिए संसारी पति की खोज करती है या कोई पुरुष पत्नी की कामना करता है तो वह मोहग्रस्त है। पति बनने का अर्थ होता है धन तथा सुरक्षा द्वारा पत्नी और संतान का पोषण, किंतु सांसारिक पति ऐसा करने में समर्थ नहीं हो पाता क्योंकि वह कर्माधीन होता है। कर्मणा दैव नेत्रेण, उसकी परिस्थितियां उसके गत कर्मों से निर्धारित होती हैं। अतः कोई यह गर्व करे कि वह अपनी पत्नी की रक्षा कर सकता है तो वह मोहग्रस्त ही है। श्री कृष्ण ही एकमात्र पति हैं। अतः इस भौतिक जगत में पति पत्नी का संबंध कभी भी पूर्ण नहीं हो सकता, चूंकि हमें विवाह करने की आकांक्षा रहती है। इसलिए श्री कृष्ण दयापूर्वक पत्नी बनाने के लिए अनुमति देते हैं। इसी प्रकार वे पारस्परिक संतोष के लिए स्त्री को पति बनाने की अनुमति देते हैं। इस उपनिषद में कहा गया है तेन त्यक्तेन भुंजिथा, ईश्वर सबों को उसका प्राप्य प्रदान कराते हैं। तो भी वास्तविकता यह है कि प्रत्येक जीवात्मा प्रकृति है और श्री कृष्ण ही एकमात्र पति भरता है। एकले ईश्वर कृष्ण आर सब भृत्य, यारे ऐसे नाचाए से तैसे करे नृत्य। श्री कृष्ण प्रत्येक प्राणी के आद्य पति हैं और अन्य समस्त जीवात्माएं पति या पत्नी रूप में उन्हीं की इच्छा से नाच रही हैं। इंद्रिय तृप्ति के लिए तथाकथित पति अपनी पत्नी से भले ही संभोग करे किंतु उसकी इंद्रियों का संचालन ऋषिकेश द्वारा होता है जो वास्तविक पति हैं।
थैंक यू। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकेय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति सुपदान्तकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत श्री राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वृंदाय तुलसीदेव्याय प्रियाय केशवासी कृष्ण भक्तिपदे देवी सत्यवती नमो नमः। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
मेरा हिंदी इतना पक्का नहीं है, मैं अंग्रेजी में बोलूंगा, बीच में थोड़ी बहुत हिंदी में बताऊंगा मैं। तो पहले तो मैं इसका जो हूँ मैनेजमेंट को धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ और खास करके आसिम कृष्ण प्रभु को, तो मुझे ये मौका दिया है आप सबके बैठ के बीच में बैठ के सत्संग और प्रभुपाद जी की किताब की स्मरण करने के लिए। तो मैं राधा रासबेर से प्रार्थना करता हूँ कि समय आप लोग दे रहे हैं आपके सदुपयोग हो गए, इसमें से आपको कुछ फायदा हो। हरे कृष्णा, धन्यवाद। आप सबके आशीर्वाद के द्वारा मैं चर्चा शुरू करता हूं। हरे कृष्ण।
माय डियर लॉर्ड, यू आर सर्टनली द फुल्ली इंडिपेंडेंट मास्टर ऑफ ऑल द सेंसेस, देयरफॉर ऑल विमेन हु वर्शिप यू बाय स्ट्रिक्टली ऑब्जर्विंग वाउज because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or their children, nor can he protect their wealth or duration of life, for he himself is dependent on time, fruitive results and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you. At the end of the purport, there is a very nice verse quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasabhavritya Yare Eiche Nachi Sa Teiche Kare Nirtya. The difficulty is, even though we can understand that we are not controllers, Krishna is such a great magician. Even knowing that we are not controller, we always try to act as controller. Even after knowing. So the best example is when someone gets married. Even the Shastra says the wife should be submissive and chaste. So that means a husband should feel he is the controller. So similarly, the citizens, they are controlled by the king according to the Shastra. The students, they are to be controlled by the teacher. So is this control real or unreal? For a husband to think that I should take care of my wife and children, they should be under my control, is it according to Shastra or not? For a king to take charge. Actually, in the modern government, one of the main complaints is the government doesn't take care of the citizen. That is a sign of Kali Yuga. The leaders don't take care of the citizen. So is this control appropriate or not? For a husband to control the wife, for a king to control the citizen, for a teacher to control, guru to control the disciples, is it appropriate or not? It seems quite all right. But while controlling, one should know he is also controlled. That is where the problem comes. We get lost so much in the mood of controlling that we are controlled is forgotten. That is because of the three modes. That is because of the lust, greed and anger. That is because of our fruitive desire. Control and surrender, they have to go side by side. It is not that I am so detached that I don't want to control anything. No. Krishna says, even to exist physically, we have to act. Surrender does not mean we have no action. But actions are always with a lot of deliberation. There is a difference between control in the material culture and surrender in the material culture and control and surrender in spiritual culture. The purpose of control and the purpose of surrender, both are same. The person who is controlling, his purpose, and the person who are controlled and their purpose, both are same. But in material culture, the controller exploits the controlled. Therefore, the purpose is different. How this culture is to be established, that is a big challenge. The purpose of the controller and the controlled are same. How it should be practically established is a problem. So if the husband is Krishna conscious and the wife is Krishna conscious, even though one is controlling the other, there cannot be difference of opinion. So if the spiritual master and the disciple, the spiritual master is controlling the disciple's life, but if the purpose is same, there cannot be a difference of opinion between the spiritual master and the disciple. But when it comes to Kali Yuga, the purpose is always different. Or is the modern government. The citizens are supposed to pay their taxes and follow the government rules and regulations. But neither the citizens understand the purpose nor the government understands the purpose. Therefore, in spite of perfect knowledge, because the culture is lacking, especially after Prabhupada's presentation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, there is no lack of knowledge. Knowledge about the absolute truth is easily available. But what is missing is that culture. So part of that culture is the sadhana. Any amount of discussion may not produce the result. Because the values that both the parties have to respect, superficially in material culture they have truthfulness, do no harm to anybody. They have their values. Give education to everybody. Make sure everybody has food and medicine. Donate. Be charitable. They do not have purpose. In fact, the whole idea is everyone is free to do what he wants. Actually, it is not true. Everybody is not free to do what he wants. There are hundreds and thousands of rules and regulations in the material world. But they say everybody is free. Whereas in spiritual culture, we say nobody is free. Everybody is a servant. Nobody is free in spiritual culture. And yet, this culture gives liberation. This culture gives freedom. If there is any difficulty in experiencing this freedom and liberation in spiritual culture, if there is any difficulty in that, it is due to lack of finer points of culture. Vaishnava etiquette. Maryada Vritikrama. So how many times you have heard Amanina Manadena, Amanina Manadena, Amanina Manadena? Hundreds and hundreds of times you have heard this Amanina Manadena. And yet, when the head gets hot, what happens to Amanina Manadena? The best example is given by Lakshmi Devi. Wonderful example. Pumsa Striyo Vituni Bhava Metam Tayor Mito Hridaya Granthi. That is the today's purport. The whole combination of man and woman deludes. The purpose is lost. The man also loses the purpose, the woman also loses the purpose. Griha, Chetra, Suta, Apta, Vittai, Janasya, Mohoyam, Aham, Mameti. Nazar Hati. That is true in spiritual life also, not only on the highway. Why we are coming here, why we are joining this, why, what are we doing here? Dhyayan Stuvantasi Yasyastri Sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravind. So it says one should not become a guru. Why mislead? Why accept people's obedience? Why accept people's faith? For false prestige. In fact, what does become a guru? Why should one become a husband? Because husband represents for a wife guru. Why become a husband? Why become a father? Ahankara Vimudatma. So Krishna's magic, Devi Yesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. If both the things are there. Absolute knowledge is there and absolute illusion is also there. And Krishna is the cause of both. Mattaha Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. I am a husband, I am a father, I am a king, I am a teacher. I have the Jnana. But Apohanam, Krishna is the supreme teacher. Krishna is the supreme husband. Krishna is the supreme king. Krishna is the supreme leader. That's forgotten. Krishna Mande Jagat Guru. So what is the point of thinking I am Guru? Krishna is the Prabhu Guru Pati Tuhun Sarvamaya. Prabhu Guru Pati. Krishna is Prabhu, Krishna is Guru, Krishna is Pati. So, supreme absolute truth, only He can have supreme absolute control. Others should not even think about absolute control, what to speak of supreme absolute control. So very nice advice is given. It is the nature of a female to look for protection, shelter, security. But then, according to Shastra, one is not a female or male by body. This male and female by body is in the only in the Krishna's creation of in the universal form. This male female in the physical sense is exists only in physical sense. It only exists in this universal form. Otherwise Krishna is the male and one and only male. He is the Purusha. He is the only enjoyer. He is the only controller. He is the only protector. But because we are in the creation of the universal form and Devi Esha Gunamayi is acting, and why we are in this universal creation? बिकॉज नजर हटी. सो वी आर यूनिवर्सल क्रिएशन एंड वंस यू आर हियर द थ्री मोड्स ग्रैब यू. टाइम हैज इट्स इन्फ्लुएंस, बर्थ, ओल्ड एज, डिजीज, डेथ. And the mind has endless fruitive activities. So no one can save himself once he enters into the universal creation. Even though it is not eternal, even though it is temporary, even though simultaneously it is Krishna and not Krishna. The universal form, Krishna's universal form, is simultaneously Krishna and not Krishna, because bhutva bhutva praliyate, it comes and goes. Even Krishna's expansions, you know, there are so many expansions of Krishna, even they are according to their incarnation is according to the power given to them. Deeparchi revahi dasantara mabhyupete deepayate vivrata hetu samana dharma. Kala vibhati. According to the need of that incarnation. But absolute control, absolute supreme control, ekaleshwar. So this is so well brought out in the pastime of Kurmavatar. Indra lost his kingdom. And he went to Brahma and they prayed, and the Lord said, okay, wait for some time, go to the Asuras and make a peace treaty and get them to come and do the Samudra Manthan. So, and the devas are also told, when the Samudra Manthan happens, whatever comes from that, don't be eager to take it. Ultimately, nectar will come. That should be your goal, not what comes in between. That should be your goal. And I will help you. So to do Samudra Manthan, they brought the mountain and they needed Vasuki, but the mountain will not stay in the water. First of all, to bring the mountain was a big, you know, so such a problem. Then the Lord had to carry it on the Garuda and bring it. You see, even devas, they don't have a jolly time. They can't be controllers. They can't be independent. Even devas cannot be independent. The Lord had to come carry the mountain. Then he had to tell, go get Vasuki. Then he had to tell Garuda, you go away. If you are here, Vasuki won't come. Then the mountain is going down, then Lord has to come as Kurmavatar to support that. Then he had to hold the mountain so that it doesn't tilt or anything. Actually, Ramadevi also comes from that. Lakshmi comes from that Samudra Manthan. And she's straight. Even though different things were taken by devas and asuras as this comes up, when Rama came, she did not look at the asuras, she did not look at the devas. Meaning, she knew they are not her husband. Even though they were all very enthusiastic to become her husband. Of course, the devas knew little better than the asuras, because they have been told, don't be eager to take things that is coming out of this manthan. So therefore, in our society, in our life also, Samudra Manthan is going on, and so many things are coming. Profit, adoration, distinction, name, fame, glory, society, friendship, love. So in ISKCON, so many things are coming in the Samudra Manthan. But if you know, you should wait for the nectar and not be eager. Profit ordination distinction. It's available in ISKCON. Plenty. Society, friendship, love. That is also available. Name, fame, glory. That is also available. But this is only that is coming out of the Samudra Manthan, but Dhanvantri has not come. What? Dhanvantri with Amrit Kalash? How many expansions of the Lord? The Kurma Avatar, the Ajita Avatar, Dhanvantri, then Mohini Murti, then Mahavishnu himself bringing that Bandhana mountain. There's so many heroes in one movie. What? Mohini Murti, Kurma, Ajita, then Dhanvantri, then Vishnu. The Samudra Manthan is not an ordinary thing. So there must be a great purpose for this Samudra Manthan. So Prabhupada, he has given us, don't be eager for these things. He has told us. Don't be eager for these things. Let the asuras take. But you only wait for Dhanvantri to come with Amrit. That means you must have that much patience and that much faith. We don't have that much patience and that much faith, naturally our culture will not be something to, you know, be patient. We'll be in a hurry to grab whatever you can. What? So one can do that at any level. This grabbing mentality can come at any time. So in the material world, everybody is already grabbing. So much of competition is there. Political elections, then proprietorship. So many things are there in the material world. So therefore, manushyanam sahasreshu. People will get what they want and they are out. Bahunam janmanam. So Lakshmiji is giving a wonderful advice. The problem is in the material world, sometimes we think we are husband, we are king, we are teacher, we are leader. And that is the illusion created by Krishna. Apohanam cha. The reality is, Gopi Bhattur Pada Kamalayor, Dasa Dasa no Dasa, but our heart is not in that. Our heart is not in that. Therefore, the three modes, the fruitive activity, time, all these things come and take away our Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, what is the meaning of Cheto Darpana Marjanam? What is the meaning? We say, chant the holy name, chant the holy name. But it can be Namabhas, it can be Namaparad. Then how it will be acting? So Mahaprabhu has also said, Nadanam. That means if you are chanting, your goal cannot be Dhanam. But even if you are chanting with a goal as Dhanam, still you must chant because you are chanting Krishna's name. Krishna says even if you chant for the sake of Dhanam, his name, you are still magnanimous. You are not a Sakam Bhakta worshipping demigods. You are still Magana Chitta. You are still magnanimous.
But better not to chant for the sake of money. But if you want to chant with this money in mind, continue. Because you are better than others who only for the sake of money worship demigods or anybody else. But better not. Na janam. Janam means you want people to surrender to you. You want to control people. It may be your home. It may be your office. It may be your club. It may be ISKCON. It may be wherever it is. So the desire to control is there. Okay. But if you want to control in our society, okay, control. Because you are connected to Krishna. So if you are desire to control, you control. Krishna will give you. You can control. But stay and chant, even if you want to control. Na Sundarin, I want to enjoy. Still you can do that. And you want to become such an expert in management, expert in Shastra, expert in this, fine. You can go ahead and do that. But stay with ISKCON. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udara. But the best is to follow Mahaprabhu's instruction, Cheto Darpana Marjana. Simply chant to please Lord Chaitanya. Because he has given this as Yuga Dharma. So this is not known to all the Vaishnava Sampradayas. All Vaishnava Sampradayas don't do this. It is Mahaprabhu's special gift. Chanting of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that is the Yuga Dharma. So he, even though other Vaishnava Sampradayas have many, many wonderful things in it, but like, you know, perfect, more perfect, most perfect, ultimate perfection and absolute perfection. What? So other Sampradayas, they are perfect. And some of them more perfect. And some of them most perfect. Ultimate perfect. But absolute perfect, that is what Lord Chaitanya gives. Absolute perfection. So all other Sampradayas, their contributions were taken by Lord Chaitanya and they were integrated, and under the ban of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, this absolute perfection is offered to everyone. One cannot give anything more than that. So we all should keep that in mind and not lose, miss the opportunity for us to get that absolute perfection and to give it to others. So Prabhupada, he established such a miraculous organization, such a miraculous, such a wonder, and this can deliver to everyone this wonderful gift. So we should be happy to join the movement and happy to cooperate and wait for the Amrit, not for other things. Wait for the. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nithai Gaur Premanandi. 5 minutes, hai? Prabhuji kehne 5 minutes samay hai. Kisi ko kuch poochna hai to.
कृष्णा, कृष्णा ही खाली एक पुरुष है, तो उसको पुरुषोत्तम कहने की क्यों आवश्यकता है? कृष्णा is the only पुरुष, then why we should call him पुरुषोत्तम? Is the only पुरुष.
That's true. You are right. He is the only पुरुष.
Then why is called पुरुषोत्तम?
In case anybody has doubt. in case there is a competitor. Anybody has a doubt or anybody thinks he is a competitor? If you know Krishna is the only Purush, how can you enter into marriage? Were you married?
I'm married. Like Krishna was also married.
Huh?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also married. So I'm following that parampara. I'm married.
You're following Krishna or Mahaprabhu?
Both. Mahaprabhu was also married. Later he got sannyas.
Huh?
Later on he got sannyas, but he was married twice.
So what about you?
Once only.
Huh?
Married once only.
And then sannyas comes after you marry again.
Sannyas I'm taking by heart. Not
okay.
By clothes.
Okay. So whatever clothes we may wear, in whichever ashram may be there, Krishna is the Purushottam. Krishna is celebrated as Purushottam. Not just Purushottam, he is celebrated as Purushottam. So we should celebrate Krishna as Purushottam. We should celebrate it. Not grudgingly say, okay, Krishna is Purushottam. Not grudgingly. We should celebrate it. Wholeheartedly we should celebrate Krishna as Purushottam. And especially for people who are bound in the material world with the three modes and fruitive action and time, they must do this. Otherwise, how will they get out? Therefore, Prabhupada gave us such wonderful arrangement where you can celebrate Krishna day and night as Purushottam. Day and night. This opportunity, this facility was never available. It's an amazing arrangement. In this day of age, such a mess outside, though. We are so much sheltered and protected. Just like in the material world, you need AC, right? You need air conditioner. So we have got not only AC, we also got KC. What? Krishna consciousness. We have AC Bhaktivedanta Swami who is giving us KC. Yeah. Abhaya Charan, no fear. The real AC is not air condition. The real AC is Abhaya Charan. And that is given to us with Krishna consciousness. So AC and KC. So now Krishna consciousness is easy. What? It's easy to do. Anybody can practice. So many young people are coming and joining. They're sitting and chanting. But the culture is important. Krishna conscious culture is very important. So Mahaprabhu's mission and Mahaprabhu's Leela is full of this culture. Mahaprabhu's Leela is full of Vaishnava culture. So, then the nectar of the holy name. There are so many other things will come to you, but the nectar of the holy name will not come in the beginning. Because you have to make sure that you don't want other things. Because that is part of Daivyesha Gunamayi, universal form. So you want things in the universal form or you want things in the Goloka? If you want things in the universal form, Krishna will give you. But then you won't go to the Goloka to have those, that benefit of things in Goloka. So make up your mind, become strong and understand. Don't go for the easy choice of what is available quickly. Wait, be patient and understand you want the nectar of the holy name. Therefore for us, whether we are controller or we are controlled, we have no problem. because purpose is same. Controller's purpose and the controlled purpose is one and same. So if the situation is that you are controlled, happy. If the situation is you are controller, happy. Because the goal is same. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Radharas Bihari ki jai. Tai Gaur Premanande.